You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with a major update. Accelerating its push into domestic FMCG market a year and a half later after launching operations, Reliance Consumer Products, a Reliance retail subsidiary, is aiming to increase its merchant base from over 1 million currently to 10 million in the next 5 years. This is over 80% of the country's mom and pop or Kirana base, 12 million. Over 1 million retailers cumulatively are now selling the company's Campa Cola and Independence brands in states such as Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Gujarat, and parts of North India, persons in the know said. An email sent to Reliance Consumer Products did not elicit a response till the time of going to press. HUL currently reaches over 9 million outlets. Moving on, the Ministry of Corporate Affairs is unlikely to extend the deadline to provide feedback to the draft Digital Competition Bill 2024. Quote, "We have received several inputs from stakeholders and the responses will be evaluated to prepare the final draft," unquote, said an official on condition of anonymity. The last date to submit the response is May 15th, Wednesday, and the Ministry has already extended the deadline once by a month. The draft of the proposed legislation that aims to target big tech firms for their anti-competitive conduct through ex-ante regulations was released on March 12. The ex-ante regulations will supplement the existing Competition Act to ensure that the behavior of large digital enterprises is proactively monitored. In other news, Colgate-Palmolive reported a consolidated net profit of Rs 379.82 crore for the March quarter Q4 FY24, a growth of 20.11% from the year-ago period. This was ahead of street estimates, which forecast net profit at 360 crore for the period. Revenue rose 10.35% year-on-year to Rs 1,480.66 crore, rising 10.35% in the year-ago quarter. Marginally ahead of street estimates of Rs 1,468 crore for the period. Earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization (EBITDA) for the quarter stood at Rs 532 crore, growing nearly 18% versus the year-ago period. Bloomberg consensus estimates had pegged EBITDA at Rs 504 crore. EBITDA margins improved 220 basis points (BPS) year-on-year, 35.7%. Meanwhile, Shriram Finance expects the sale of its subsidiary, Shriram Housing Finance, to be completed in the next 6 months. The board of Shriram Finance on Monday approved the sale of the housing finance subsidiary to Warburg Pincus for Rs 4,630 crore, making it the largest deal in the affordable housing segment. The deal is valued at around 3.3x price to book. Warburg Pincus will acquire the stake through its affiliate Mango Crest Investment. Once the deal is completed, the private equity firm will infuse Rs 1,000 crore into the housing finance company. The assets under management of Shriram Finance stood at 2.2 trillion as of March 31. The marquee commercial vehicle loan segment constitutes nearly 48% of the company's loan book. State's capital expenditure likely rose over 19% on year in 2023-2024 compared to 15% rise in 2022-2023, supported by the robust revenue growth and the center's interest-free capex loans. Going by the trend seen in a dozen states, in aggregate states might have invested substantially more in FY24 than the Rs 6.82 trillion in FY23. On the other hand, the center's capex has met the FY24 revised estimate of 9.5 trillion, official sources said recently. Central public sector entities, companies and departmental agencies, CPSEs, achieved 109% of their combined capital expenditure target of FY24 by investing Rs 8.05 trillion, an all-time high. Uttar Pradesh's capex crossed 1 trillion in FY24, up 17% on year. Moving ahead, DLF has set a sales book target of Rs 17,000 crore for FY25. In FY24, the company's sales booking dipped by 2% to Rs 14,778 crore compared to 15,058 crore, according to a presentation by the company. The company is planning to launch 11 million square foot of projects in FY25, as against the earlier guidance of 10 million square feet. Moreover, the company has revised sales potential estimates to Rs 36,000 crore in FY25 compared to earlier estimates of 32,000 crore. The company launched 6 million square feet of properties in FY24. The company is looking to launch a super luxury project in Gurugram, luxury projects in New Gurugram and Goa, and a premium project in Mumbai by the end of FY25. Lastly, let's take a look at stocks to watch today. GIFT Nifty traded up 58 points or 0.26% at 22,372, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Wednesday. Previously, on Tuesday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended up by 113.80 or 0.51% to settle at 22,217.85, while the BSE jumped 328.47 points or 0.45% to 73,104.61. Here's a look at key stocks to watch and trade. Cipla, Siemens, Bharti Airtel, Hero MotoCorp, Shree Cement, Colgate-Palmolive, Oberoi Realty, Wellspun Corp. Vinod Nair, Head of Research, Geojit Financial Services, said that the volatility and range-bounding trading are likely to persist in the near term, given the ongoing uncertainty about the low turnout. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.